Hello and welcome to the podcast ministry of Victory Assembly. Scripture says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We are confident that the sermon you are about to listen to will cause faith to rise from within you. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Do you know, if you have a phone, this morning I was going to put hashtag R2TG. You know, hashtag R2TG. I was going to put it on Facebook and I thought, no, nobody's going to understand it, but I'll put it later. So it's hashtag, remember to give thanks. Remember to thank God. Okay? Or hashtag R2GT. Which one? GT or TG? Remember to thank God, remember to give thanks. Which is better? Hashtag R2GT or hashtag R2TG? GT. Hashtag R2GT. Remember to give thanks. I just want us to remember this code. I wish we would do t-shirts and put hashtag R2GT to remember to give thanks, okay? I'm just going to speak to us briefly this morning because of some things that God just reminded me of, and then I'll sit down. Let's pray. Father, thank you very much for church this morning. Indeed, your presence is here, and thank you for the things that you have done in our lives. Thank you for the songs. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the people. Thank you for the beautiful faces. Thank you for the fragrance. Thank you for the worship leaders. Thank you for the high call, the technical team. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the birthdays. We can keep listing them. Thanks a million, Lord. Thank you for your presence. We give you thanks, O God. Now and forever, we give you thanks. Take all the glory for our lives and the things that you have done. This morning, as we remember to give you thanks, Father, cause us, O God, to stay in your presence like that. Teach us your ways. Remind us of those things that we need to do. Keep us with thankful hearts, O God. Let your name be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I've just come this morning to remind us to give God thanks, because sometimes we forget to give God thanks. Okay? I just want us to remember to give God thanks, because sometimes we forget to give him thanks. I was complaining about one or two things recently, and God used somebody who sent a message on WhatsApp, you know, and said that God told her that I should give thanks for 3 days with fasting. You know, I didn't want to fast to give thanks, but I think it was an appropriate instruction because God was talking to me in that direction. And so this morning, I just want to share with you the things that God reminded me of. Sometimes we forget ourselves. Sometimes we forget the things that God has done in our lives. And God is so awesome that he has done so many things, so many wonderful things. God has done miracles, wonders. He's blessed us so much. He's given us, you know, if I ask you to list the things of life that God has done, we will continue to list them and we won't stop. But as I'm just talking now, I'm sure you're beginning to quickly count your blessings and just quickly browse about the things that God has done. He's made you do a degree. He's caused you to be able to speak English. Some people can't speak English. He brought you to England and sponsored you according to how you desired. He gave you a career. You are a GP. Other people can't even calculate anything. He blessed you with a voice. You are a singer. You are looking for how to do CD. Somebody is trying to sing. They can't even sing. He blessed you with a beautiful face. Apparently, I noticed that all the people in Victory Assembly have beautiful faces. He blessed you with that beauty. You know, some people are struggling to do face restructuring. They're not satisfied. You are satisfied with your face. He gave you children, and God is turning them into gold and good, gradually. He gave us a family like this Victory Assembly. He gave us a pastor that is full of the word. He gave us ministers that are loaded with the word. He gave us friends and family. I'll keep going on and on. You look at your situation and you think, you know, this, that, something is wrong with this and that. You look at that illness, you think it's the end of the world. But somebody is praying to just be able to get out of that oxygen or whatever mask or whatever that is connected to them. God has been so good. I just want us to turn our Bibles to Psalms 136. I'm going to read that. You know, I'm going to read that. You see, I discovered that to give God thanks, we need to have a heart that is full of gratitude. And gratitude is a feeling of thanksgiving and appreciation. And I discovered that thanksgiving is kind of an attitude of a grateful heart. Okay? When you give God thanks. So we come to church this morning. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. And we're announcing, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Somebody might just be announcing Thanksgiving in their mouths. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. You're joining everybody to say it's Thanksgiving. But I've come this morning to say Thanksgiving is something of the heart. It's a product. It's an attitude of something that started from the heart. Thanksgiving is only an act of a grateful heart, a heart that is full of gratitude. And, you know, I was looking at the dictionary just to find the meaning of gratitude. And I looked at it. And what was that meaning of gratitude? It says, gratitude is the feeling of thanksgiving and appreciation. You know, you feel it, you consider it deeply, you know. So gratitude is a feeling of thanksgiving and appreciation. It's a deep thing to have gratitude. You cannot give thanks without a grateful or heart of gratitude. And so this morning, you know, God just reminded me, and I'm sharing with you, that we need to remember and remind ourselves of the things that God has done for us, you know, the many blessings that he's done. Because he has blessed us, there's a list of it. And we need to remind ourselves of the things that God, if peradventure we forgot, and we human beings, we tend to complain and forget. Unis forget sometimes. But God wants us to have this attitude, you know, of thanksgiving. And you know, I wrote something here, a bit upside down. It says, thanksgiving is not just deep feeling, you know, but an outward attitude or action. It involves a provision of dance given, etc. You know, the act of gratitude and showing, which is, you know, showing thanksgiving, involves, it's with a provision. And the provision is what we've come to do this morning. You know, you cannot do thanksgiving, you know, or show gratitude without the provision of things for thanksgiving. And that's where the dance comes from. That's where the expression, the action, the act, you know, that's where the glow, that's where the offering, that's where the attitude, you know, we come, peradventure you don't know, but if thanksgiving is just something you just say, you feel it in your heart, you put some action, you know, to it. There's a provision to that feeling, and the provision is thanksgiving. And that's where the dance, that's where the sudden outbursts of joy, and you don't know where it's coming from, but it's coming from that thought that is in depth. You've thought about it, you've meditated about it, you've considered it. And that's where God wants us to be. He loves a heart that is grateful, a heart that considers deeply his ways and his things and his manifestation in our lives. And he loves a heart that considers things like that and has an outburst and makes a provision to express it. And that's where I say that it is with an attitude. Thanksgiving is the attitude that shows how our gratitude and how grateful we are. Thanksgiving is that thing, is the expression, is the provision around it. And so when you come to church, you know, on a Thanksgiving day, I want us to remember that we cannot say it's Thanksgiving Sunday, or perhaps, you know, we say it's Thanksgiving Sunday, and we say, yeah, another Sunday, we give two offerings. No. I want us to correct it to say it's Thanksgiving Sunday, you know. It's something that we should look forward to. We should consider. We should think. Let it not be about what the pastor says or whatever it is, and, you know, what happens every month. Of course, it's an instruction, a biblical instruction for us to do it as a congregation. Give thanks. You know, and, you know, there's a book of Psalms 68:26 says, give thanks and gratefully praise him in full congregation. So, you know, that's an instruction to give thanks like this. You know, to create time to actually display that attitude, dance with it, bring the provision,
do something, act it, you know, and do things like that. You know, so it's supposed to be a congregation praising God with deep understanding. They thought about it throughout the week and throughout the month and throughout the years. And they come with an offering and they're thinking about it alone and considering the depth of what God has done, you know, and counting, you know, even thanking God for the things that failed. You know, when I think about the things that didn't work, I discovered with this kind of heart and with this kind of consideration, I thought about the things that didn't work, the things that failed, the things I'm trusting God for. And I considered that and I said, even in that, Lord, I give you praise. I give you thanks. Bible says, rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. You know, it says in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, the Bible, you know, God wants us to give him thanks in every circumstance. He wants us to have a prepared heart that has thought closely and carefully about his ways and his things and his input in our lives. So with saying this, I know you're thinking quietly now. You're considering, I don't have time to start going around some of the things that I wanted to do, but I know that I'm saying this, you're thinking, okay, for that failure, thank you. For that success, thank you. For the things that you're doing, it gives me so much rest in my heart to know that even if God does not do anything again, Eunice is grateful. I came to church this morning and I said, you know, he took me a little girl. He did this and that for me. He blessed me this way and that way. I started counting the things, the privileges. He gave me an opportunity. Even this morning, I forgot to say, thank you very much for an opportunity to speak to you again. It's God that did it, that gave me the opportunity. I never come to church thinking I should be the one to hold the microphone. I know that I love to minister the word. I love to speak in a conference. But it's something that I say is a privilege for God to give you that opportunity, that people sit down and listen to you. So thank God for that. And so far, when God does not do anything else for me, Eunice, I'm grateful because he's done so much. He's given me so much health so far, so that if anything, illness creeps and he's solving it and sorting it out, I thank God for those years of health that had never been admitted in hospital once for an illness. That's enough, thank you, so that even if I'm on a sick bed, and I'm not going to be on a sick bed in Jesus' name, so that even if I'm a sick bed and it's even going to take my life away, but I am healed, I am well, I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. I won't be on a sick bed. But even if that's the case, do you know God has done enough for me to say thank you? You know, I thought about if people protect things that they have, they protect marriage, protect gold, protect wealth. You know, I've enjoyed years of plenty, abundance, provision. By the way, thank you very much to those who gave me gifts for my birthday. I will come to that. But I've enjoyed years of plenty gifts. I've enjoyed years. This is about the 8th church we've ministered in. And I've enjoyed the years of ministering in front of people of different classes. Personally, I think God has been good enough. So I said to myself, do you know, I'm not afraid of tomorrow. I'm not afraid of, you know, things that the devil was trying to put fear in my heart with. I'm not afraid that even if this is it, I have enough to say thank you to God for eternity. Because he's given me 43 years. 43 years. From CEM, Child Evangelism Ministry, all these years. Girls Brigade, all that I enjoyed, my time, I had enjoyable years. To now, I've enjoyed God. So I thank him. If this is it, thank you. But this is not it. And the reason why I said that is because God plans for your life. He wants to do more. And that's why we must continue to give him thanks. Because of his plan and his purpose in our lives to do more. The book of Psalms 136, I would read that. I have a few scriptures and I can't exhaust it, but I'll just try to quickly. Psalms 136, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. When I read this scripture, a lot flew all through my mind. And I said, okay, why should we give thanks to the Lord? He says, for his mercy endure forever. And so I thought, okay, so what's the meaning of mercy? You know? And I wrote, the meaning of mercy, it means that for, you know, compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone when it is, it could have been withheld. You know, the person has power to punish or harm, but he gave it. And yet, he said, you know, about God, he says, and his mercy endured forever. It means that he has purpose and plan to show us compassion, something that he could have held back, that he has the power to punish or harm over certain things that he's doing in our lives freely. But he has a plan to actually show you mercy forever. He says, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. You see, the Lord's mercy is not periodic. His mercy, that he wants to show us and do us things that are going to be a blessing to our lives, is forever. He wants to, he has a purpose and intention to show us mercy forever. So he said, give God thanks. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. He's done so much till today. He has a plan even for tomorrow. Don't be afraid. Don't try to work it out so hard. Because his mercy is planned and purposeful to take care of you forever. His mercy, you know, his mercy, power, you know, to lift you up, to promote you, to show you kindness, thoughtful consideration. You know, he's full of mercy and kindness and compassion towards you. He says, that mercy is forever. So give him thanks. And I look at that scripture. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's what the scripture is saying. That God is good. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. That is the name of God. He's good. And he says, and his mercy endureth forever. And so the scripture went and says, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. He says, for his mercy endureth forever. Now he gives you another level name of God. It's the God of gods. He's the final authority. You see, for his mercies endures forever. Now it keeps your thinking away. It takes you again to another level. It says, give thanks to the final authority. His mercy, he says, to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. Then he went ahead in 4, he says, to him who alone doeth great wonders. Now, instead of putting for his mercies endureth forever, you know, I got to that and I thought, listen, to him who alone doeth great wonders, he could have held his power. He has the power to harm and punish. He didn't do it. But he purposefully decided to bless me, for his mercies endure forever. I decided to define mercy instead. You know, I decided to define mercy instead. He says, to whom should we give thanks? The one whose mercy endure. What's mercy? Put it there. He says, to him who doeth great wonders. For his mercy, the ability that he will be able to hold back and harm us and do that, he didn't do it. You know, he instead decided to bless us. That one, give him thanks. He says, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercies, his ability to show compassion and kindness and strength endures forever. He says, to him that by wisdom made the heavens. We want, it's not, it gave us the all give thanks to start. It's all give thanks. That all give thanks to start. Apply it to all. All give thanks to him that by wisdom made the heavens and the earth. He could have withheld the heavens and the earth and the firmaments. He could have harmed us. But his nature is to bless us forever, because his mercy endures forever. He has the power to hold it back, but his purpose is to bless us forever. He says, to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. He could have not done that. He has the power within him to harm if he wants to. But his mercies endures forever. He knows to do good because he is good. So I want you to consider the list, to know that God is good. To him that made great lights. It's not a privilege. It's a privilege. That's what I'm trying to point out here. That God made us these benefits. You know, we enjoy it. We don't think about it. He has the power to kill and to destroy. But he has decided and purposeful to give mercy, compassion forever. And it endures forever. And I was looking at the meaning of endure. And endure is for something to last, you know, even though it might not even be favorable for the person giving it, but he endures. He despite us, he gives it permanently and forever. And he says, to the sun to rule by day, for his mercies endure it forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, just to let us not take it for granted. It's because his mercies endure forever. And he says, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, because his mercy endures forever, that's why. Because he's purposeful to do it everlasting. So he does these things. He says, and brought out Israel from amongst them. You think that's easy? His mercies endures forever. Give him thanks. With a strong hand and with a outstretched hand, for his mercies endure it forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. He could have withheld it and judged them. He could have harmed them. But his nature is good, for the Lord is good. He says, give him thanks because he's good. For his mercies part the Red Sea. Because his mercies actually endure forever. You don't have to seek it. You just have to love him. You just have to recognize that he's your God. And his mercies for you will endure forever. God wants to bless us because he's a good God. He wants to do us good. The things that we struggle about, the tomorrow that we bother about, you know, the things that we're thinking, oh, how will I do this? No, no, no. God has a purpose and a plan, for his mercies endures forever. He did great and mighty things, for his mercies endures forever. His mercy endures forever. He can turn it around and make it not work. But he made the firmament. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He put them in place to favor you. He made the weather. He did it. He intentionally purposed to put things in place to favor us. Because his mercies towards us endures forever. Because he's a good God. His thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil. He wants to give us a hope and an expected end. His mercies endure forever. Oh, give God thanks for the things that we don't even plan for ourselves. The things that we try and we fail. And yet he gives us an expected end. It's the way he wraps it all up. He shapes it and he lands it. Because his mercies endures forever. He has a plan. He's sequencing things. He's putting things in place. He has an order and timing for his children. And he wants to make it good. Because he is a good God. God is not a bad God. I don't care what your circumstances are this morning. But I know that we serve a God of miracles. A God that is a good God. And he has a plan. Because his mercies endures forever. So let's give God thanks. It says, to him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercies endures forever, and make Israel to pass through the midst. I will jump to 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercies endures forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercies endures forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercies endures forever. He slew people for your sake. Because his mercies endures forever, not because you've done anything or you're giving offering. So, oh, give thanks to God. He deserves consideration because of the list of the things that he is doing or he has done, his history. And he slew famous kings, for his mercy endured forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endured forever. And Gog, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his mercy endures forever. Even an heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endures forever. And had redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercies endures forever. Who giveth food to all flesh? No wonder people are stirred up to take care of the orphans and the needy. Somehow he stirs somebody to do something that reaches another nation. That's why we're running around doing compassion, because God's mercy endures forever for people who are in need. He won't allow anybody rest until you do something. And let's balance up this earth a bit. Somebody is in need. Somebody raise a ministry. Do something. Let there be contributions and things like that. Food should reach where somebody is praying. Somebody shouldn't go without raiment. His mercy endures forever. He's calculating things. He's okay. You need some business because you will put some money to go to Africa. So let's give you this, because if money comes to your hand, in that side, they will have a drop-in center and eat every day. It's all God doing his mercies and just forever. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about him. God working at us, within us, both to will and to do of his goodwill. Because his mercies and just forever. He knows what to do with them. He's in total control. He knows what to do with man. And we think he's lost control. He hasn't. He has the way to do what and lift everybody up, put them in the right position, and we can make efforts, but God is in total control of your situation, your life, and he knows what to do more than you think. He says, who remembered us in our lowest states? And 24, he says, and had redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercies endured forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercies endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of heaven, for his mercies endures forever. I don't want to go deep further into the scripture, but I just want us to have an attitude. You know, think about this and think deeply about it. The book of Psalms 100, quickly. Psalms 100, quickly. God does things on purpose. His mercy, his kindness, his forgiveness, it's all on purpose. Because his mercy endures forever. He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. An attitude, a provision. Why? Know ye that the Lord is God. That's what the Bible says. You should know that the Lord is God. It is he that had made us. Why worry? It first of all told us, he says, come to his presence. He says, know ye that the Lord is God. You should know that he is God. That name God is big. You want to begin to define it. His power, his authority, his healing, his abilities, his wonders, the comfort, the provision. Call him the names. He says, for the Lord that he is God, it is he that made us. That God with all ranks of names, he made us. The Bible says it is he that made us and not we ourselves. We didn't make ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. That's how he sees us. He created us. God is not irresponsible. He's a very responsible God. So let's give him thanks, because we serve a God that is a God that is responsible. He made you and he will take care of you. You know? No need for worry about tomorrow, because God made us. He will take care of us. He says, for he is God, we are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, for this knowing that he is God. And knowing that he made us. We didn't make ourselves. You didn't make yourself. You don't decide. It's not the things about life, the destiny, all this food, what I need, wear, clothes, these, that, all sorts. You didn't make yourself, you know. The things that he gave you, relationships around, whatever. He didn't make it. He made you. He's responsible. He will protect it all. He will help you. He says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. You know, I don't know, somebody here, you're going through some pain, illness. He made you. He made you, and he's not going to abandon you in that sickness or that pain, in that situation where you don't know what to do. Give thanks. He has mercy even concerning that situation. So give him thanks. Give him thanks because he has done much. This one is not too much for him. He can handle it. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Again, that scripture says. His mercy is, he's proposed to give us mercy forever. To show us compassion. He has the ability to harm. To ill-treat. But he's on purpose decided to show us mercy, goodwill, compassion forever. So he decided to step on that side of him that knows that he can turn around and cause commotion. He decided on purpose that his mercy endures for you forever. That's the covenant. That's the situation. And his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, bless God. I like the, I don't know who has the Message Bible. Anyone with the Message Bible? The Message Bible. Can you read to me Psalms 100, 4 and 5? It says, enter his gates with the password, isn't it? So thanksgiving is a password. Does the Message Bible use the word password? Enter his gate with the password, thanks, you know, for he is good. Let's remember to give him thanks. Let's remember to show him an attitude of thanksgiving. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks. For all things unto God and the Father. That's the things, you know, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That scripture says, unto God and the Father. I was looking at that carefully and giving thanks. It says, unto God. The way it defined God. And then it says, God and the Father. You know that there are two descriptions there, isn't it? It says, giving thanks in all things. It says, unto God. This is it. And the Father. The Father, somebody who wants to shepherd you, wants to care for you, wants to nurture you. He wants to watch over you and help you. People of God, I'm just going to wrap up now just to say to you that God is on your case. He wants to help you. I want you to know that thanksgiving is the right Christian attitude. I want you to know, like the 10 lepers, that God wants us to give thanks, like the one that came back, you know, in Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. When they went to, when, you know, Jesus Christ met with them and asked them to see the priest, you know, when they got their healing, you know, about the one that came back, he says he actually thought about it. He considered it. And that's what brought him back. I'd like to let you know this morning that thanksgiving involves a deep attitude, a thoughtfulness, you know, sitting to consider the things of God. Because God has done good, if you look at it. And so that we're going to be like that leper that actually thought about it, and only him, you know, decided not to be familiar with God. He does so much that we just think we shouldn't even say thank you. I want to put a song in your mouth. I want to put a code in your mouth to remember to give him thanks. And not be familiar like the nine that think, you know, he was the outcast, actually. He was the stranger amongst them. He wasn't the insider. The nine were the ones that were the insiders. He was the visitor. He was the stranger amongst them. He was the one from the next village who wasn't familiar with Jesus, who wasn't close to Jesus. He was the one that actually decided to give God thanks. He wasn't the nine that were familiar with Jesus. He was the one who actually thought about it and turned back and came to give God thanks. That one of them, he wasn't familiar with Jesus. And now I just want to say to you, you know, be careful with being familiar. Be careful with being familiar. If God will bypass you to a stranger who just recognized God, you know, as God, and is not familiar with him, and he will just do for him eternal things. And this leper did not take God for granted. He's not familiar. Something that, oh, he does it every day. Didn't even remember to give thanks. It just all went. People who don't know how to say thank you. I just want to say to the youths, to people in church, remember to say thank you. When somebody does something for you, it's a good attitude to say thank you. Thanksgiving is good. Thanksgiving is a password. Thanksgiving comes from you. Sit down, and when somebody does something for you, sit down and think carefully of how good one would have left. This is good. Thank you is a very big word. It's a very, very useful word. Thank you to your husband. Thank you to your wife. Thank you to your friend for the things they do. Never stop saying thank you. Thank you is a password. Never get too familiar with people that you can't even say thank you. Can we say thank you? Can I hear thank you? And thank you, Lord. It should be something you sigh with and say, Lord, thank you. It should be when people sigh, a sigh of relief and say thank you, they would have thought about things. And it's coming out of deep consideration. Let it be the attitude that we have. Now, thanksgiving acknowledges God's role and goodness in our lives and acknowledges his lordship in our lives. It shows our deep dependence on God. And if we look at the life of Jesus, we know that, you know, when he was going to take the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, you see? Bible says that he took it, he lifted it and gave thanks, isn't he? In the Lord's Supper, he took the bread, he gave thanks. It was something Jesus did. What about the 2 by Emmaus, you know, those 2 friends that Jesus met talking about him? When he led them, but they invited him to eat. The mark, what they knew actually, was because he says, let's give thanks. It sounds like somebody that we know. Thanksgiving. Thank you. Let people know you because of the fact that you say thank you. Jesus says, let's give thanks. They say, oh, that's when their eyes opened, actually, to know that it's Jesus. Let's give thanks. And what about the story of Lazarus? You know, in John 11:4-42, somewhere there, you know. It's, you know, 39 to 42 of that story. Before Jesus did anything, he gave thanks. When they were busy doubting, oh, he's been there, he's wrought already. Jesus Christ says, you know, he gave thanks. And then before he commanded the miracle, Lazarus, come forth. He gave thanks. He remembered and he recognized his Father. Let's recognize our Father. Let's remember to give thanks. You know, Isaiah 12:1. Give thanks. Reasons we give thanks. You know, give thanks, for you were angry with me. Your anger has turned away and you comfort me. Psalm 75:1 says, we give thanks for his wondrous works. And Psalms 118:28 says, give thanks because he is good. And, you know, 119:7 says, for he is upright. And Psalms 111 says, give thanks with your whole heart. How do you give thanks with your whole heart? And 118:21 says, give thanks for you have heard and answered me. You've asked God things. They released the people from bondage. They released them from being kidnapped. Give thanks. God wants us to have an attitude of thanksgiving and to consider deeply his workings in our lives. And to not take it for granted, you know, that the things that he's doing in our lives. This morning, I just want to leave you with this. You know, I just want to leave you with this and just implore you not to take the things that God is doing in your lives for granted. And not to be familiar with those things, but to put a song in your mouth, a song of thanksgiving. I just want to leave it with you that a day like this, that is a day of thanksgiving, is not a day that we come just a thanksgiving offering. Offering 1. The next one, thanksgiving offering. Offering 2. Okay, yeah, let's dance. Hallelujah for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. We've put it here. Thank you. Close the service. No, that's not it. I just want to put it in your hearts to begin to consider deeply the things that God has done for us and consider deeply the things that God is doing for us. And sit and ponder upon the things that he couldn't do and the fact that he's going to do it. And to remember that he has purpose and plan to be kind towards us. It's a plan. He's not going to withdraw it because his mercies endure forever. Oh, give him thanks. Hallelujah, church. Praise the name of the living God. Let's take time, think about this morning, you know, in our homes, in our beds. When the devil strikes us with all these things that are whatever, you know, his baggage, give him thanks. Think about it. Consider God. Consider his effort in our lives, his input and his impact, and continue to give him thanks. And in giving thanks, he will continue to do more for us. More for us. He's going to bring out that thing. He's going to bring out that finance. He's going to bring out that marriage. He's going to bring out that friend. He's going to secure that marriage. He's going to provide that peace. He's going to calm down that war. He's going to heal that disease. Because his mercies endure forever. Concerning your situation, he's going to turn every anger, every wrath, he's going to turn around. He's going to help you concerning your children. You're not going to have outcasts. You're not going to have people, damaged children. He's going to preserve your homes. He's going to preserve functional homes for you. He's going to preserve your generations in the name of Jesus because of an attitude of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a password. It releases God's everlasting mercy. He doesn't even need our thanksgiving anyway. He's permanent. He's a covenant keeper. He's faithful. You know, God keeps doing, but I'm just employing you to do the right thing. Remember to give him thanks because he is good. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you very much because of the things that you've done in our lives. Sometimes we complain around. Sometimes we don't remember to say thank you enough. On this Thanksgiving Day, oh God, I pray that your spirit will land upon everyone here. Oh God, you rest upon each and every soul here. Give us the ability to praise you. Give us the grace, oh God, to express that deep thought. Give us the deep thought. Give us the grace to express how thankful we are. Cause us to remember to thank you, oh God. Father, Lord God, put a new song in our mouths. Father, suddenly, when we remember your ways, your impact, your miracles, how you go out of your way to win battles for us, the things that we don't even know and the ones, the way you shepherd us, oh God, let us burst into an outburst of dance and singing. Give us a provision, oh God. Let us not be embarrassed, oh God, to give you thanks because of your mercies towards us that endure forever. Let, oh God, our praise burst out in Zion because of our thoughts of you, oh God. Cause us not to hold back these things, oh God. Father, Lord, let's give you back according to how you give us as a church. Let it be reciprocal, oh God. Help us, oh God, your church, and take the thanksgiving from us, oh God, this day, because we are thankful. We recognize your goodness. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for staying through to the end of the sermon. We are always looking forward to hear from you. Please send us your praise reports or prayer requests. We want to know how this podcast has blessed you. You can call us on 0114 294 5205 or write to us at church.office@victory-assembly.org. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens. God bless you.